We're looking at regular maintenance checks on any fuel burning device that they've got on board. So whether that's an engine or some sort of heating or cooking appliance, we recommend in the home that they're serviced annually. And there's no reason why we shouldn't apply that same criteria to those appliances on board a boat. Get a carbon monoxide detector fitted if you have any sort of accommodation on board your boat. And also you're going to need smoke detection as well.
I suppose people just don't realise what danger they could be putting themselves into.
Not at all, no. They're very up to date and they're very switched on when it comes to home safety. And we've done a lot of work over the last 10 or 15 years on home safety. And they consider boats leisure craft and pleasure craft. So they're going out to enjoy it, they're in a good mood, they want to have fun with their family and their friends. We're saying do all of that, but just spend 5 minutes first being a little bit prepared and having the alarms fitted, testing them before you go on board, and making sure the rules you would apply to your house, you apply to your boat as well.
How many people die a year from carbon monoxide poisoning on boats?
We have got five in the last year out of the six deaths that happened on board boats, five of them subject to inquiries, five of them died from carbon monoxide poisoning, we think, at the moment. That's in the UK, but if you bear in mind we've got around about a million boats bobbing around the Solent area, so that will include Hampshire, a bit of Dorset and some of West Sussex as well, you can realise that's quite a few of those are going to have the carbon monoxide risk on board because they're going to have heating or cooking appliances.
How many boat fires do you get called to in the summer, normally, in a year?
We don't get a great deal of boat fires, thankfully, but there are, again, nationwide, there are about 20 fire-related accidents and injuries on boats every year.
I suppose as well, they just think to themselves, oh, you know, if I spill a little bit of fuel or whatever, I mean, we're talking huge explosions and all sorts.
Absolutely, and also as well, the majority of pleasure craft around the Solent area are made from fiberglass. And so potentially you've got the issue that they're basically plastic and so they burn really, really quickly. A little bit of fuel spilt by either using the incorrect containers, overfilling the containers, or just generally trying to do more than one thing at once. We'd recommend that they don't carry any spare petrol in an ideal world. And if they do have to, then make sure that it's in the correct containers and they can transfer it properly and safely.